I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. There's someone here. Look at my hand. You have pain here that is severe. You have prayed, you have anointed, you refuse to go. Look at my hand. Look this way. It pains you right inside. When I mean pain, I'm not talking about small pain. This pain, when it take a pain relief, it cannot go home. As I'm talking, it's paining you. Come up. Look at my hand. This is where it is. It's paining you deep inside. Come up. It pains you. Everybody with such a pain, just as I pray for this person, just one person. I don't need more than one person. Everyone with such pain. I'm not talking about, no, just stand here. I'm in pain that is terrible.
Yes, you are God, you lovely Jesus. Oh, you're so holy. Oh, you reign supreme.
I command you, every other person, put your hand in that part of your body. That you pick that pain in Jesus' name. Do what he couldn't do, and that pain, you find it no more. Thank you, Jesus. Do what he couldn't do, no pain. That pain is gone. I command that pain. Go in Jesus' name. Do what he couldn't do, there will be no pain. Do what he couldn't do. You know what God is saying to me? I don't know, but you took an overdose. And that was where your problem started. I'm not a medical doctor, but God said to me, you took an overdose out of prescription, and that was this brother's problem. I heard God clearly. He said, you took a drug and you took an overdose. And from that moment, the whole of your system turned.
You're right, Papa.
Father, you refuse to redeem. I command in the name of Jesus. Today marks the end of this disease. Your body will be normal in Jesus' name. That is the end in Jesus' name. Sir, do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. You have prayed in Bible school, no way. Do what you couldn't do. Any pain, there will be no pain. Do what you couldn't do. That's the end. Everybody with such a problem, you are healed in Jesus' name. There is someone this way. You woke up this morning and discover that part of your body is swollen. Lift your hand up. This path is swollen. You are so confused. You say, what is happening? Lift your right hand up and I'll pray for you. Let me be very specific. Part of your scrotum is swollen. Lift your hand. I command, as if something bit you. You just scratched it and everything just went up. I command in the name of Jesus. Every part that is swollen that God didn't go down in Jesus' name. Go and check yourself. That thing has gone down in Jesus' name. Everyone who is sick, you'll be healed under these special fatherly blessings. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. There's somebody here. Look at my hand. This point of your legs. Look at them. Your bone shifted while you are coming from the staircase. You are coming down your leg. You slipped. And from that time you went off, they've treated you. The pain is terrible. You've gone for treatment. Everything you have done. You've gone to massage. For where? Your leg slipped. But he said, this is minor thing. And from that time till now, you have been in discomfort. Now lift your leg up. I command your leg made whole. Put it down. There will be no pain. Lift it up again. Stamp that particular leg on the floor. Stamp it. There will be no pain. Stamp it on there will be no pain. God has healed you in Jesus' name. There is somebody going blind. So strange. You are going blind. You went to doctors. You have been treated. You've done the first surgery, but you are going blind little by little. You are going blind little by little. You are confused. Every day your eye goes dimmer. Now put your hand on your eyes. I command, Father, the spirit of blindness lives in Jesus' name. Let those organs be recreated. Now remove your glasses, you will see clearly. That person, you are not at the headquarters. Remove your glasses, you will see clearly. As I'm talking, you will see clearly in Jesus' name. Everyone sick, you'll be healed. Thank you, Father.
You are God. You are God.
There's a woman who ate in the dream, and your stomach from that time is as if you're carrying pregnancy. You didn't tell anybody. Your stomach is as if they carried big load and dropped in your tummy. You can't, physically it's paining you, and the discomfort is unbearable. You've been exercising faith. You are an old member. You have been exercising faith, but your faith has not carried you. Now in the name of Jesus, take your hand and put on your tummy like this. You ate the dream. And from that moment, the whole of your system has turned upside down. Put your hand on your tummy. I command that satanic attack on you. Go in Jesus' name. Press your tummy. That is the end. Press it. There was physical pain before. Press it. No pain. Press it. No pain. And immediately you felt light. It was very heavy. And give God the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
My release is
God said to me, as I'm talking to them, people who are owing, it will clear them. You know, God is so humorous. He speaks to me in a funny way. People get sickness. There's somebody with a strange disease, and you will never believe. And God spoke to me. You hear somebody come out. You eat, and you don't get satisfied. There's somebody with such a strange disease. You are not fat, but you eat and keep eating. And that's all you're suffering from. I don't know. You are in this service. You eat, and you are worried. As you're eating, you are getting hungry. As you're eating, it's a demonic attack. You are right in this service. You eat. You are not fat. You are not a fat type. But as you are eating, immediately you are dropping 2-3 minutes, you are hungry again. And this thing was not like that before. Rush out. It's a demonic attack. You are worried. You say, what is this? Every time you have appetite to eat, it's a demonic attack. You are not fat. You are in this service. You eat. You eat. As you're finishing one food, you want to eat again. As you're finishing another food, you want to eat again. And God said to me, it's not normal. I didn't say, one person is okay, man. The rest, stand where you are. When God speaks to one, he speaks to plenty. I don't mean someone who has fever. It's okay. The rest, stand where you are. The rest, pastors call them. If you call at the headquarters, also at the branches, you come out. The same God. This man doesn't look it, but that's how he eats. It's a strange disease. Father, I speak because you called me. This strange demonic attack, go out of them in Jesus' name. The devil, leave these bodies. This is not a medical sickness. What God is showing me is not a medical sickness. I don't mean medically, it does not have a name. But what the person from is not medical, it's spiritual. Even if they give the person drug, it won't work. It's a demonic attack. You know what God showed to me? Like two people in one. A demonic spirit in the person. Out! Walk out of that man in Jesus' name. The devil. Now, my brother, something walk out of you as I'm talking. Ow! You devil. Ow! Something walk out of you. Don't worry. Ow! You devil. Out! 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 And you beak you. Come out of him. Come out, you devil, in Jesus' name. That's the end. Good, appetite will be gone. After now, you will eat normal. You are free.
David Ibiomi will be right back. What is praise?
Praise is simply adoring God for who he is. When we say we are praising God, we are talking about the greatness of God. We are adoring him in songs, in dance, in words.
Why should we praise God?
You are praising God because you know there is hope. Although the victory shall not blossom, yet I will return. Because I know there's a future.
Who should praise God?
Say, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise him. Then shall the earth. So the earth will not produce truth to you, no matter what you're doing on the place.
A place of praise is a place of lifting. victory, perfection, signs, and wonders. In this series of praise teaching, David Abiyomi unfolds to you the importance of praise, how to get results in praise, and how to sustain your miracle through praise.
So my expectations have been met.
The miracle today is something else.
So I'm blessed today. I'm blessed more than any other service.
Right inside the service, all my expectations have been answered.
Experience the wonders of God through praise as you join David Abiyomi in this unconventional, practical spiritual adventure. To get a total series in DVD, audio CD, and MP3 formats, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
There's a lady bleeding, not with blood, with some funny substance coming out of your body. The blood is mixed with a very funny substance that you can't understand. You went to a gynecologist, they gave you drugs, it didn't work. In the name of Jesus, it will cease immediately. It's not messes, it will cease. And you are healed. In Jesus' name. Go back, check yourself, and testify in this service. Every sick, put your hand where you're sick. Healing is so simple by God, not me. I'm not a healer. Put your hand where you're sick. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command the disease to go. Command the goiter to leave. Command the plague to go. In the name of Jesus, cancer, leave that body. HIV, leave that body. Be made whole of every plague in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. The blessings of the Father. When it comes to blessings, you must be sensitive. Elijah said to Elisha, if you see me when I'm caught up, what you're asking for shall be yours. Elisha was not the only son of the prophet. There were many sons, but he was the only one that was sensitive enough to collect something. In a prophetic meeting like this, when a father wants to bless people, it's only those who are sensitive that collect the blessings. Fathers make you see father. Fathers gives you feather to fly. Fathers are spiritual ladders you climb to see further. Their utterance alter evil, changes destinies, moves you forward. When they speak into your life, they change your destiny for better. One word from a father can turn your story around. Just one blessing from Isaac turned Jacob's life. The blessing of Jacob turned Joseph's life. When a father blesses a son, his life can never remain the same. That's why I came to announce to you, today is the day God will bless you. Yeah. You have heard that word too much, so you don't see the amen show that you don't understand. I said, God will bless you. Yeah. Never appear meeting a father without a heart prepared to receive. Prophecies may look simple, but they are powerful. He said, despise not prophesying. 1 Thessalonians 5:20. Every time you despise the prophecies from a prophet, you don't get the profit out of the prophet. Look at Now hear this and hear me well. One day Elisha came on the scene in 2 Kings chapter 7, 1 to 20. And Elisha began to speak the word of God and began to prophesy. And the things he began to say meant nothing to a man who was a professor of economics. He was a special advisor to the president of Israel. And as Elisha began to say, by this time tomorrow, the man said, Elisha, you have come again. By this time tomorrow. Okay. Oh. This man was a man who felt that he knew more than Elisha. There are people, even when I talk in church, they say, Papa, don't come. Oh. He doesn't read paper. He doesn't listen to news. That's why he's talking like that. Am I talking? There was darkness when God said, let there be light. So we speak to alter situations. We speak to change destiny. We speak to change the tide. Joshua said, son, be still. And it obeyed his voice. I came to announce to you, things will change for you. God will bring speedy manifestations of my declarations upon your life in the name of Jesus. Hear me. Don't doubt God's ability. Because he does not walk as man walks. Man is limited. God is not limited. He's limitless. Man lives in time, but God lives in eternity. Man can do the possible. God specializes in doing the impossible. Our human minds can't comprehend what God is about to do. Your part is to believe. His own part is to do. He spoke to a virgin that knew no man. You shall carry a child. And she believed and it came to pass. Every word I speak today, not one will fail in your life. When you honor a covenant father, God gives you special feathers to fly and also make you to go further than your peers. You end up becoming a high flyer when you honor your father. In Genesis 27 to 29, the Bible said, and Isaac began to pronounce blessings upon Jacob. And what God has said to one, he has said to all. He said, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him. And said, see, the smell of my son and the smell of the field, which the Lord had blessed. Therefore, God give you the dew of heaven. I pronounce you blessed. I pronounce you blessed. I pronounce you blessed. May the heavens over you release your blessings. May the earth release your fatness. In the name of Jesus. He said you will have plenty of corn and wine. That means you have plenty of money. And you know Jacob was rich. That when Joseph put money in the sack, he said, turn it to him. I'm told rich. There was no food. He gave them money to go and buy food in Egypt. No matter the economic crisis, after this day, you have more than enough. No matter the global meltdown, you'll be going up. I thought that amen will show. You know what God said? He said he confirmed the words of his servants and the counsel of his messenger. He said, who said to the deep, be dry, to dry? And if I say, decay, it will decay. If I say, come up, it will come up. So he has anointed some people who have that power to declare. And with all humility, God called me. I bless you with the blessing of a father. And I bless you with the blessing of a prophet. Because you have received me as a prophet, received the word in the name of Jesus. everyone who has not accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior, say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Worldview has made me to understand that as a student, I am not just a student. I'm not just like everyone walking on the way. I'm not just like every normal human being.
Before now, I used to have infection, an awful odor that comes after my menstrual cycle. But by God's grace, during the Bible school, this was one of the healing I got.
Before now, I used to be this kind of person that used to depend on my parents or people around me for financial assistance. I really couldn't tackle little problems of my own financially. But I got to Wobi, and after a lecture on financial prosperity, I got to understand that I could actually live on my own and be financially independent.
Question is, Bible school, is Bible school for pastors?
No.
Bible school is for every believer. Even non-believers can come into Bible school and become a believer. You will change and become a believer.
The Word of Life Bible Institute is a training arm of Salvation Ministries where students are trained, nurtured, and equipped with the Word of God to face challenges of life and come out with visible results. The Word of Life Bible Institute has three sections: the Basic Certificate Course, Advanced Certificate Course, and Diploma Certificate Course. Each program has a duration of 1 month, intensively and strategically slated between February and November every year. Our locations for now include Salvation Ministries Headquarters, Plot 17 Birabi Street, GRA Phrase 1, and other locations within Port Harcourt. Salvation Ministries Bayelsa Satellite Church, 22 Igbi Road, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, all in Nigeria. For more information on how you can enroll, call the numbers displayed on your screen or visit our website at wobionline.com.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.